Welcome to the Imagine Momcast. This is your host, Elaine Kohanowitz, and you've come to the right place for moms if you're looking for real talk, real help, and real fun. Today, I interviewed one of my daughters, actually, to find out a little bit about what she thought of her experience with homeschooling versus public school. She has done both, and this interview is kind of in the raw. I think my 8-year-old pipes up at the beginning is, I don't even know what he's saying, he's being goofy. And she talks about her experiences, and I hope it will be helpful for those of you who are considering either public school or homeschool. She's 14, so if that gives you any perspective, hopefully it helps you see maybe a kid's idea on what they like or don't like about both. So, enjoy!
Hello?
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 Hello, you reached your language. Please do a message.
So, what did you want to interview me about?
I'm gay.
Well, I want to... Oh, it works. Hi.
Hey.
Okay, so I wanted to interview you about your experience being homeschooled versus being going to public school. So this is Genevieve. She's 14. She's my daughter, one of my daughters. And she was homeschooled up until this year. And this year she's a freshman at our local school. So I want you to tell me a little bit about your experience being homeschooled and like what you liked and didn't like, and then public school, what you like and didn't like, kind of a comparison.
Okay.
So what did you, what was your experience with homeschooling that you really liked?
I like the fact that I could just kind of have my own schedule and work like really on like my own time and just have like a lot of freedom. It's really nice. And just be able to like sit in my pajamas all day long.
And eat pizza.
Eat food whenever I want.
That's true. That is true. You did sit in your pajamas a lot. So what about like so you liked the freedom of it, but what did you like about the educational part of it?
I liked it because it really like kind of molded to my learning style because you like helped me with stuff, and so it's not like being now in a classroom, I kind of just have to like go with other people, and like I don't have as much like individual attention, and like I don't really get like as much focused on like my individual needs.
Right, I understand. So with your school now, well, let's go back. What did you not really like that much about homeschooling, though?
I didn't like having a bunch of siblings constantly annoying me. I didn't like, sometimes I like wouldn't just, couldn't focus a lot, so I just like sit in my room and just not get any of my work done and get like really distracted and like wouldn't have any of my work done until like 5 o'clock.
And so I see, because like, there's like no incentive to like have to have it done necessarily.
Yeah, and so like with public school, I have to get my work done, and it's like if I don't, I like am behind, whereas like I could just do my work the next day if I need.
So just to clarify, you did have a deadline, which was the end of the week. Yeah. But you basically have a week to do it.
Yeah.
So what did you, so when we were homeschooling, we did various groups and social things. What did you like or not like about that?
I think that was like a really good part because it helped me like socialize a lot more actually, and I was really like I got some really really good friends. I've never really had bad friends because everyone
That's
there is usually like so sweet and like nice, and everyone just kind of like there to learn and meet people too. And especially like being in like Christian, you know, like everyone else there like just like wants to like love everybody else.
I see. So they like mostly shared the same values.
Yeah.
And do you still talk to any of those people?
Well, now we've kind of, like, I used to have a little group of friends, and now we kind of all branched off a little bit because, you know, just everyone else is going to school or, like, just kind of, or going to a private school or, you know. So I do, like, talk to a couple of them still, though, but it's definitely, like, we don't hang out as much as we used to.
Yeah. So what do you like about the public school socially or not like?
I like it because you're just like interacting with people all the time, which is fun, and it's not like super hard to make new friends, which is cool. And but I also like there's a lot of just like annoying people and like a lot of just like everything's going on all at once, so it's not as quiet.
So does that make it like more distracting or
yeah, it
just
does,
annoying?
and yeah, I'm just annoying too. Like, just annoying kids will, like, get on my nerves.
So, do you think, like, have you met some good friends there?
It's, like, it's easy to, like, talk to people, really. Not as much make friends, I guess. But, because, like, everyone kind of already, especially, like, being, like, homeschooled all my life and then, like, going into high school now, everyone kind of has known each other for a while, so they already have like their little social groups and stuff, so it's easy to talk to people, but it's like harder to like make like lasting relationships with them. But I have made a few friends, but I think that's just because I'm like outgoing more. Like I feel like if you went into public school as more of an introvert, it would definitely be a lot harder.
Yeah. So what kind of things have helped you connect going into public school?
What do you mean?
Like connect with other kids.
I don't know, just like having common interests, and you know, we're all kind of like there. We all like hate school, you know, so you just kind of have this going on.
You commiserate together.
Yeah, you can just talk about like the classes and you know, like, and yeah, so if you can't really like figure out how to start a conversation, you can just like be like talk about something that's going on with like one of your classes you're in with them or something like that. And so
just so everyone knows, you actually play sports.
Yes.
So do you think that helped you with like connecting with people?
Yeah, definitely. I went into school and my cross country season started right away because the school started in the fall and so did cross country season, and I think that really 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 helped me a lot because right away I was kind of thrown into like a community and I really liked that. So I feel like if any like fall sport or just sport in general, you're kind of just like that way, you just have to let you're kind of thrown in and you have to interact with everyone, so like especially if it's a team sport, so you just kind of automatically get to know people. So even like coming out of the cross country season, I was like already knew people, a lot of people, and I was already like kind of acclimated into the school, like with a little boost.
Yeah. That's awesome. So would you recommend that to like another person or maybe like a group they could get into or something?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend like going to or joining a club right away or a sport, like a fall sport. Just because, yeah, you just, like, are automatically, like, thrown into a group of people and you have to interact with them unless, like, you basically have to interact with them. I don't want to, but then if you don't want to, like, why are you there? But,
right.
Yeah, so it's just, like, it's definitely a lot more helpful. And they can, and, like,
so
once you meet people, they can just help you, like, navigate the school, too.
That's awesome. Yeah, like if you have questions or where things are or about teachers and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So what are your favorite classes at school?
My favorite classes are theater and my history class. And yeah, I like theater a lot because it's just like a lot of fun. And I love my teacher. He's super nice. And everyone in there is like really good actors, actually. And they're all just kind of like there to have fun too.
That's awesome. So, and what do you like about history so much?
Well, I just like history in general as a subject. It's like one of my favorite subjects. I think it's really interesting to like learn about just, you know, history. And but I really, really like my teacher. She's really, really cool and a lot like me. And she really like makes us want to like know what like to learn what we're learning. And like she helps us with like real life stuff too. Like she helped us we were learning about the Progressive Era and like how jobs worked, and she and like how the jobs were bad then, but she was like showing us how like how not to get taken advantage of by like job, like if we get a job as a minor, and like how to make sure we're like getting like everything, like how our rights, you know.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, and it's so, amazing history.
Go
ahead. Yeah.
So, what are some of the? So, when we were homeschooling, we went to co-op. What were some of your favorite classes at co-op that we went to?
I really enjoyed all of my art classes because we had the same teacher for all of them. They're mostly just like art foundations and just like learning about just different mediums of art. But we had like a few ceramics classes and some stuff like that. And I really just liked it because we had the same teacher and he was just really fun. And he really just like let us just like experiment with all the mediums and just like, you know, just have fun with it. And it was just really chill and you could just hang out with your friends. And also like, he was really funny. So that was really cool.
Yeah. He's really talented too. So that was really cool. Yeah.
And, I also really liked, I had a sign language class for one semester, but it was actually really cool. I love my teacher a lot and me and my friend like really were pretty good at it. And it was really just fun to like learn things in sign language and then go to the next class and just be talking to each other in sign language the whole time. And figuring things out, and it was really fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you remember any of the ones from when you were younger?
When I was really, like, when the co-op was first started, we had a countries and cultures class. Basically we would have somebody from a different country or someone who had visited a different country come and talk about their culture in that country. And then they would also bring like a dish from that country or related to it. And so that was really fun because it was just really, really interesting learning about other people's like cultures in other countries. And we got to try food. And so that was pretty cool. So we just got to like hang out and listen to their stories. And it was really fun.
Oh yeah. That was an amazing class. The people that they brought in were just so different and diverse and interesting. Yeah.
Like we had someone from like Somalia once. We had someone from Italy. We had someone who had went to Cambodia. It was really cool. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So do you remember like from homeschooling, was there any things that we, you know, studied that were especially interesting?
I don't know.
You're making me feel bad here. You gotta figure out something.
Doing astronomy was really cool. We like just got to learn about space. I think that's one of like my favorite sciences. And
that's
we got
awesome.
To watch like crash course videos. And they would just like explain like a bunch of crazy stuff, and there's just like so much crazy stuff in space, and it was just like really interesting.
So I didn't know you were so interested in that. That's neat.
Yeah.
What about one of the things you mentioned to me not very long ago was reading the books that about maybe talk about that.
The ones I read alone or with y'all?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Which
so these were books that I assigned to you and you just read them by yourself, but they were about different like people who encountered, you know, Jesus or were missionaries.
Yeah. I really liked that actually a lot. It really kind of opened my eyes to what it was really like, kind of doing that, being a missionary in that situation. And it was really inspiring and like just cool hearing all these people's stories about just like helping people like learn about Jesus and just like having like God take care of you and just not really like just not really being comfortable, you know, like in a, like we live in a first world where like you really have like all these cool technology and life is pretty much really easy, but then it, like a lot of these people would just like go into other countries and they didn't have any of that stuff anymore and they wouldn't even know if they were gonna eat the next day, and it was just like really, really cool because they had to completely like rely on their faith and it like got them through it, and so it was really, really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I was really inspired too. I read all the books before because I wasn't, you know, wanting to just see what they were about, of course, and then they were really inspiring for me too. So that's why I was like, oh man, Genevieve would really get into this. And it kind of went with what we were studying, which was like different countries at the time.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much for interviewing with me. And I'm just really awesome to have you share. And I know that it would be really helpful for a lot of parents who are homeschooling or thinking about sending kids to public school or vice versa, public school thinking about homeschooling. So I'm just here to say that I think both ways can be good, and it really just depends on the kid and you know, your family and what works for you. And so far this has worked really well for us. Genevieve schooled at home all the way through eighth grade, and then like I said, this was her freshman year. And we have six kids, and it's been kind of a mixed bag. Like some of them have gone to public and some to private and some have homeschooled. All of them have homeschooled, at least some, and then one homeschooled all the way through. So, yeah. So thank you, Genevieve, so much for sharing.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. We're signing off.
Bye.
Bye.